Well, welcome all to ECCC this morning. We're really glad that you could be here with us to join us for this combined service.
欢迎大家来到以马内利华人教会，今天早晨看到大家这里聚都很高兴，欢迎今天是一个联合的聚会，中英组织一起的。For
those who don't know me, I'm Matt, and I'm one of the pastors here at ECCC, and I'm glad you're able to be who will worship with us today.
我们中间所做的，如果有还不认识今天讲员的，那是这里的英文牧师 Matthew。
Since this is my first time preaching to the whole congregation, God has led me to share a word drawn from our vision statement, which begins by describing us as a spiritual family, which also relates to our theme this year, which is centered on building a home for bearing and raising disciples.
那今天呢是 Matthew 牧师第一次在这个全会众面前的讲道。 那他也从就是从神那里得到意向，也是跟我们教会的这个主题是相关的。就是他得到的这个指引呢，就是说我们所在的教会是一个属灵的家。那也跟我们今年的主题也是相关的，就是我们如何要建立一个生养门徒的属灵的家。Now,
normally when we think of family, we think of the parents that we were born to, the siblings that we grew up with, the aunts and uncles that we see at holiday gatherings, and cousins that we would see there as well.
通常呢，当我们谈到这个家庭的时候呢，我们常常人们想到的是我们的生身父母啊，然后和我们一起长大的兄弟姐妹们，还有就是在假期聚会上面所见到的叔叔阿姨啊，堂兄弟妹这样。
For many of us, our first instincts are to associate the image of family with our earthly biological connections, and there's no relationship of a higher priority than those in a family.
对我们在座的许多人来说呢，当我们想到家庭的时候，我们首先想到的印象就是我们所属的这个世间的这种生物上有联系的关系。 那这个家庭关系呢，是所有的这种社会关系中最重要的。After
all, there's a reason that old proverb exists. Blood is thicker than water.
毕竟呢，就是我们大家都可能都知道有一句老话，这个老话都是有原因的，血浓于水。Even
though water is needed to live, life would have no meaning without family.
就是说，尽管如果生命呢都是需要有水的。 但是呢，如果没有家人呢，生活也就变得毫无意义了。That
is what's going to make Jesus' words in our passage today so fascinating.
这也是为什么耶稣在今天的经文中所说的这句话呢，是那么的引人入胜的原因了。Despite
the traditional significance and necessity of the biological family in its culture and day, he doesn't hesitate to redefine how people should understand what makes a family a family.
就是尽管呢，这个原生家庭在当时的文化和时代的背景下呢，是非常具有传统寓意的，也是非常有重要性的。但是耶稣却毫不犹豫的就重新定义了这个家庭，而且讲了应该如何理解家庭成员的这个构成。
In the process of doing so, we will see Jesus introduce a new concept of a spiritual family in our verses today.
那也在这样的过程中呢，我们在今天的经文中也就看到，耶稣怎么样引入了一个属灵家庭的这个新概念。And
I want to walk through this passage by highlighting three observations.
那我也想通过呢，今天也想通过三个观察结果来学习这一段话。
The first observation is that Jesus is doing something that his family doesn't understand.
那第一观察呢，就是耶稣做了一件事呢，是他的家人不理解的。The
second observation is that Jesus is on the inside while his family is on the outside.
那第二观察呢，就是耶稣呢是在里面，而他的家人呢在外面。And
the third observation is that Jesus redefines his family.
那第三个观察呢，就是耶稣重新定义了他的家庭。
And if you were to take away any one idea from my message today, I hope it would be this. Whatever earthly family you were born into and whatever your relationship with them is, Look around here, because Jesus has given you a home with a spiritual family right here.
那如果你要想从我今天的信息中，学会任何一个想法的话呢，我希望是以下的这个想法，就是无论你出生在怎样的一个世俗的家庭当中，无论你与家庭这各个成员的关系如何，现在请你环绕四周，看一下，因为这个耶稣呢在这里，给了你一个属灵的家，就在这里。
Since the passage was already read, I think we could skip this and we'll get to the first point, okay? Okay, so Jesus is doing something the family doesn't understand. For those who are not sure what is going on in this passage, we are here in the Gospel of Mark, who is very quick to begin his account with Jesus' early ministry career.
那我们要讲的第一个呢，就是耶稣做了他家人不理解的事情。如果我们不是很熟悉的话呢，就是今天的经文是在马可福音的三章。那这个马可福音一开始就是用叙事的方式来讲的耶稣的事迹。
Jesus made his debut proclaiming the gospel message in chapter 1, and since then has been traveling through the region of Galilee, recruiting disciples, preaching and healing.
那在就是马可福音的第一章就记述了耶稣的第一次见面，来宣扬福音，然后他就开始在加利利附近呢开始他的早期的福音工作。
Soon he had a large crowd following him, which I guess you could interpret as success.
那很快呢就有一大群的人就来追随他，我想你也可以把这个理解为成功吧。
And in the process of doing all this,Jesus caught the attention of some strong religious and political groups, such as the Pharisees, the Herodians, and the scribes.
那在耶稣行这一切的过程当中呢，他也引起了一些很强大、有强大的这种宗教的团体以及政治团体的注意力。就比如说当时的法利赛人啊，然后那个西律派和文士等。
I think put it here. Okay. So his words and actions seem to be counterintuitive or undermining to their traditions or power. So they saw Jesus as a threat to be taken down by any means possible.
那耶稣当时的言行呢，似乎就是违背常，就是大家的直觉的，感觉到他要破坏他们的传统的这个传统或者权力。那他们就将耶稣视为一种威胁，想要不惜一切代价的来打败他。
And just as would be the case for today, one bad news for one family member tends to become bad news for the rest of the family.
那就像今天的话，情况也是一样，就是如果一个家庭成员有什么坏事发生的话呢，那往往对整个家庭的其他人来说也都是坏消息。
His family knew that Jesus' bad news would become their bad news.
然后他耶稣的家人呢就知道这个耶稣的坏事呢就变成了他们的梦魇。
The more attention he drew from the religious and political people in charge, the worse it would be for them.
就是如果他从宗教和政治领袖那里引起更多的关注呢，那对他们来说呢也是情况更加的糟糕。
So when the family heard all the noise that Jesus was making, even though it was the noise of a successful ministry, they weren't thrilled, but rather horrified.
所以呢，当他们就是听到这耶稣所发出的各种声音的时候呢，哪怕是耶稣他的事工成功这样的声音的时候，他们感到的不是兴奋，反而是恐惧。
Their initial reaction wasn't.To praise him, say good job, but rather, their initial reaction was to think that he was crazy and to seize him.
就是他们最初的反应不是说哇，这干得真棒，来赞美他，而是认为他是疯了，想要抓住他。
They thought he was not in his right mind.
他们认为耶稣呢精神不正常了。
Okay, not too drastic of a reaction.
好吧，这个反应也不算太强烈。
I mean, who wouldn't be able to relate to the questioning of a family member's mental state when they do something illogical that you couldn't understand?
对我们来说，如果我们家里面有一些成员做了一些让你无法理解或者不合逻辑的事情的时候，我们也会 毫无疑问也会去想他是不是精神状况出了问题。
Not that bad, but the text also tells us that they went so far as to go out and to try to seize him.
而且还不错，这经文也继续告诉我们呢，他们就不仅认为他是疯了，而且就出去试图要抓住他。
They wanted to stop Jesus, or at least to get him under control.
他们想去阻止耶稣，或者至少可以控制住他。
Think about the gravity of that.
那你想一想这件事的严重性。
When I hear that, I have this picture come to mind.
当我读到这个地方的时候呢，我这个脑海中浮现出这样的一个画面。
It's almost as if a parent decided to pull the arm of a little kid who's haphazardly running around in order to rein him in.
就好像像这个父母呢，想拉着一个随意乱跑的小孩，想要用这个胳膊来控制住他一样的。
They don't want the kid to get into too much trouble because it reflects badly on the parents and causes trouble for the family.
因为他们不希望这孩子带就是惹上太多的麻烦，因为这样的话就会留下给别人留下这个父母不好的这个印象，给家人也带来麻烦。
That is how they saw Jesus and his actions.
他们就是这样来看待耶稣以及他的行为的。
They thought his ministry reflected badly upon them.
他们认为呢，他的事故让他们有了这个不好的影响。
His family didn't understand that he was following God's will.
他的家人呢不明白他是在遵从神的旨意。
What he was doing had a purpose that was greater than his parents and siblings could comprehend.
而且他所做的事情的目标呢也超过了他的父母以及兄弟姐妹所能理解的。
They didn't recognize the heavenly implications of his ministry work.
他们没有认识到就是他的事工的属天的意义。
They didn't know that what he was doing was for the kingdom of God.
他们不知道他所行的是为了神的国。
Without that understanding, they could only react with their earthly understanding and emotions.
因为没有这种属天的理解呢，所以他们只能用世俗的眼光或者情感的出发来看眼前所发生的事。
So they reacted with shame in the background of the honor and shame culture back then.
所以呢，他们就在当时的文化背景下呢，感觉到了耻辱。
They also reacted with a great amount of fear at the prospect of being victims of persecution of the religious and political leaders that Jesus anointed.
那他们也因为耶稣惹恼了这个宗教和政治领袖，以及之后可能会带来的迫害这样的情况呢，而感到非常的恐惧。
They cared more about how other people were going to perceive them than how Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, was going to perceive them.
所以他们更关心的是其他的人如何看待他们，而不是耶稣弥赛亚神的儿子将如何看待他们。
Even though it may be easy for us to be judgmental of his family for not recognizing the importance of what Jesus is doing, or prioritizing God's working in his ministry over the perception from societal culture,Is it possible that we share more similarities in our families than we might initially think?
就是尽管我们可能很容易就从耶稣正在做的这件事的重要性以及神在他的这个事工在当时这个社会背景下对他的家人做出一些评判，然而我们是不是也在我们的家庭中看到了这种相似之处？我们是不是也有类似的这样的想法？
Our families may mean the world to us, but whether we like to admit it or not, I think in some way, the same kind of pattern still happens today.
所以我们呢，无论是不是愿意承认，就是我们的家庭对我们来说，可能都意味着这个是全世界。所以在某种程度上呢，我认为就是当时的那种模式，在今天仍然是存在的。
Some members of my extended family who are unbelievers or really immature in their faith couldn't understand why I would leave pharmacy for church ministry and try to talk me out of it.
我的就是大家庭中也有一些非信徒或者这种信仰不是很成熟的家庭成员无法理解我为什么会离开这个药学在药房的工作而去服侍教会，而且试图能够说服我放弃这样的事情。
In my past experiences with youth ministry, I've seen parents who put school first confused or displeased by their children's dedication to youth ministry on Friday nights and attendance at church on Sunday mornings.
在我过去这个青年施工的这个经历中呢，我也看到，那些把学校的功课做一个课业放在第一位的父母，对他们的孩子在周五啊或者晚上做一些青年施工，周日早晨去教堂，类似这样的行为呢，感到困惑或者不高兴。
Perhaps you are here this morning by choice, while other family members are at home wondering.Why you chose to wake up early on a Sunday morning when there is no school or work to wake up and get ready for?
那你今天早晨出现在教堂在这里呢，是你的选择。然而你可能有些家庭成员在家里想，不知道你为什么会选择在周日一大早早起，然后在没有这个学校或者工作不需要早起的情况下，依然早早的出门。
Why are you prioritizing going to church when you can be home spending quality time with family?
为什么你不把与家人和家人共度时光放在比去教会更优先的位置？
Or maybe your family is worried that your faith will impact how they are viewed by society.
或者你的家人可能会担心你的信仰或者这个会影响到社会以及就是社会上的人如何看待你们。
I think it is fair to say that Americans have an unfortunate stereotypical view of Christians.
我也可以就是公平地说一句，就是美国人呢对基督徒其实是有一些不是很好的刻板印象的。
So as soon as people hear that you are a follower of Jesus, you might be looked at differently.
就是当人们一旦听说你是基督的跟随者的时候，他们可能对你有不同的看法。
There might be whispers in the background.
他们有可能在背后这个就是悄悄地议论你。
What starts on you can spread to the rest of the family, and your family might not like the effect that your faith is having.
那就是对你的这个私下的评判，也许会传播到对你家里的其他的人。那你的家人可能也会因为不喜欢你的这种信仰呢，来产生一些负面的影响。
If Jesus' own family couldn't recognize the work that God was doing in him, I don't think that it should be a surprise when our own families can't recognize the work that God is doing in us.
如果耶稣的家人呢，在当时，不能够理解神在耶稣身上的工作的话，那我想，那我们自己的家人也无法就是看到，就是在我们身上神的工作时，也会觉得惊讶或者不能理解。
This lack of understanding from those closest to us leads to barriers, which becomes more evident in a symbolic way in the next point.
就是我们最亲近的人对我们缺乏理解，然后导致一些困难呢，而这种困难也在这种形式或者象征上的意义呢更加的明显。
And that is Jesus is on the inside while his family is on the outside.
那这就是我们下面要讲的一点，就是耶稣在里面，而他的家人呢在外面。
If you're wondering what I'm talking about in the passage, Jesus is on the inside of the house while his family is on the outside of the house.
就我们刚才读的经文，我们知道了，就是当时的场景就是耶稣在这个房子的里面，他的家人是在房子的外面。
It is not uncommon for the work of Jesus to lead to barriers between members of the same family.
就是耶稣为耶稣的工作呢，导致家庭成员之间出现隔阂，这种情况并不少见。
Jesus experienced that exact thing in this passage.
耶稣呢，在他的事工中呢，就是前面那段经文就是直接记录了这件事情。
His work made him distant from his family, not only in physical distance.Because he was traveling, but also in his relationship to the point where when they actually arrived to where he was staying, they stayed outside while he was inside.
就是耶稣的工作呢，使他与他的家人的距离不仅仅只是在身体上的距离，而且这个更高层面的距离都造成了这样的隔阂。就是他当时因着施工的需要，他可能会需要这个旅行。然而当他已经到达了这个村落了，依然是耶稣在屋子里面，他的家人在屋子外面，那就是我们就知道中间隔着是很多人群的。
They relied on the crowd to let Jesus know that they were here.
就是说，耶稣回家，他的家人并没有在家人中间，而是靠着外面的很多的这种众人，他的家人才知道耶稣来了。
However, not all barriers between you and your family members may be as physical as a house or a large crowd.
那也许你和你的家人之间的隔阂呢，并不是就是说这种身体上的隔阂，就是身体上距离的遥远。
When it comes to having faith in God's work in you, some barriers between you and your earthly family may be more social, cultural, or even religious.
就是我们这种家人之间的距离，因着我们的信仰呢，有可能带来的是这种社会关系、情感或者这种信仰上的距离。
I alluded a little bit before to what a lack of understanding can do to lead to conflict in a relationship.
那就是说我们这种彼此的不理解呢，也会造成我们人与人之间的距离。
Imagine something a little bit more intense when there's even less room for tolerance.
那如果环境又是这种不能够接纳的一种环境呢，那这种距离就会冲突就会更严重。
I remember hearing stories from my missions professor in seminary who told me how people from Muslim families who converted to Christianity could face abandonment and or persecution from their family.
所以我还记得就是我在神学院的时候教授所讲的这种宣教的故事，他告诉我们那种从穆斯林家庭的人在皈依了基督教以后，他们将面临的家人遗弃或者迫害，那种信仰就是耶稣基督会让他们付出很大的代价。
There is a cost to coming to faith in Jesus, and sometimes that cost hits close to home.
就是这在我们当今的时代呢，依然会为要信仰要付上代价。这种代价可能触及到家庭，有的时候呢，这种所要付上的成本远远超过了家人之间所产生的冲突，各种形式的冲突。
Sometimes that cost takes place in your home in the form of conflicts and distance from your family.
有的时候是家人之间的距离或者冲突。
Despite this cost, there is still hope.
尽管有这样的冲突，但是我们依然有希望。
Even though Jesus' family was on the outside looking in, that doesn't mean he's given up on them.
就是虽然这耶稣的家人在屋子外面，但是这并不意味着耶稣放弃了他们。
Even though they couldn't understand what God was doing through Jesus for the kingdom of God, that didn't mean there wasn't the possibility that they would eventually understand down the road.
即便他们无法理解就是耶稣在地上的事工，但是这也并不意味着最终他们不会理解。
So we see the hope for Jesus' family in these two sets of verses.
所以我们在后面的两段经文中呢，看到这个耶稣这一家他的希望。
In John chapter 19, verses 26 to 27, it says, When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home.
就在约翰福音19章的26到27节说，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子，又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
When Jesus was dying on the cross, he made sure to prioritize the care for his mother.
那当耶稣基督在十字架上快要死去的时候呢，他确保了照顾他母亲的这样一个优先次序。
He could have just left her to one of her other sons, one of his brothers.
他可以把他交给他的另一个他妈妈的另一个儿子。
But he made sure one of his disciples, one of the members of his spiritual family, was looking after her.
然而他却确保是他的一位门徒，是这个属灵家庭里的一份子来照顾他。
I don't think that was an arbitrary choice.
我不认为这是一个随意的选择。
I believe he was not only intending to bring those two worlds of his together, but also making a statement that we emphasize in our next point.
我相信呢，他在这里不仅仅是要将两个世界结合在一起，而是要讲我下面要讲的第三点的要强调的内容。
In Acts chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers."
在《使徒行传》一章十四节中这样记载，这些人同这几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意地恒切祷告。
After Jesus ascends into heaven after his resurrection, we see that his biological family has joined up with his spiritual family.
所以从耶稣复活升天以后呢，我们就看到他这个原生的生理上的家庭呢，和他这个属灵的家庭合在一起的。
Those who were once on the outside were now on the inside.
那些曾在外面的人呢，现在也在里面了。
How did this happen?
那这是怎么样发生的呢？
It's because Jesus did not abandon his earthly family.
这是因为耶稣没有放弃他在地上的这个属世的家庭。
Even though he had different priorities from them, as we will see later, he still cared for them, and now we see the results.
尽管我看到他之后和之前他的事工做事的优先次序不同，然而他依然是关心他们的。
What might this mean for us?
那这对我们来说意味着什么呢？
It means we can still be hopeful if we have family members who don't know what it's like to have faith in Jesus.
这就意味着说，当我们的家人还有不信的时候呢，我们仍然可以充满着希望。
It means we shouldn't give up, even if they don't understand or make life difficult when we try to let God do His work in us.
这意味着，当我们做各样事工的时候，他们不理解或者让我们的生活变得更加困难的时候，我们依然带着希望，我们依然不放弃。
It means we should continue to love them and pray for them every day.
这就意味着我们应该继续的爱他们，继续在爱中为他们祷告。
And if you are so lucky as to have everyone in your earthly family as believers in Jesus, and you're at church every Sunday and serving at every event and doing every good work the Lord has laid out for you, then empathize with the brothers and sisters in Christ at church who aren't as fortunate.
如果你非常的幸运，你这个属世的家庭中的每一个成员呢，都是基督的信徒。你们每个星期天都来教堂，然后也在各样的事工中服侍，也能够为主也去做神所为你们预备的各样善事。那么你就要同情那其他的弟兄姐妹，如果他们的家人还没有那么幸运的话。
Rather be judgmental of their lack of participation, check in with them, work with them, ask how you can support them as they work to bring their two worlds together in the same way Jesus did.
而不是来批评他们的各样就是参与的缺乏，不如跟他们也一起来一起来讨论，一起来工作，问问如何支持他们，就像耶稣所做的努力那样，把两个世界最后结合在一起。
When you do this, you make way for the last point to be true.
当你这样做的时候呢，你就会让最后的一点成为现实。
And that is Jesus redefines his family.
那就是耶稣重新定义了他的家庭。
When Jesus says that last line in the passage and redefines what people make his family, he's not saying it as a spiteful son or brother, as he says it.
就是当耶稣这段话最后一句重新定义是什么就是什么是新家庭的时候呢，他并不是像有些人所说的那样是一个带着恶意的儿子或者兄弟。
But rather, he is saying it as someone who has been announcing and ushering the kingdom of God since chapter 1.
而是他以一个从第一章来就一直宣告他是那个迎接神的国度降临的那位人的身份来说这些话的。
He's approaching the question with a kingdom lens.
他用这个一个天国的这个角度呢来看待这个问题。
And by doing that, he's showing us that when it comes to the kingdom of God, we become part of a new family. A spiritual family.
那他向我们展示，当我们谈到神的国的时候呢，我们是一个一个新的家庭，一个部分是属灵的，是属灵的家庭，然后也有两个方面，属灵属世，这种是非常突出的。
And there are two things that are highlighted regarding the spiritual family.
那在一个属灵家庭中呢，我们也要注意两件事。
The first is that there is now a shift in the priority of family.
那首先呢，就是家庭里的优先秩序发生了改变。
Before Jesus made his statement, the prevailing rule was that the biological family and the relationships in it are the most important thing in the world to you, and nothing goes above that.
那在耶稣基督发表他这个声明之前呢，这个普遍的这个原生家庭的重要性以及其中的重要关系对我们来说是世界上最重要的事情。没有什么东西可以来取代这个关系。
Now he's saying that, wait, actually, there's now a family that exists above the one which you grew up with, or maybe even married into, and that is the spiritual family.
而现在呢，是等等，实际上呢，有一个家庭是存在一个你出生长大，甚至后来要结合到你这个家，就是后来结婚所生成的家庭这个之上的一个，那就是属灵的家。
For some people, depending upon how they feel about their earthly family, this could feel like a relief to know that if you had a bad childhood, you have an opportunity for a better family experience.
对有一些人来说，这个就不同的人，可能因为他这种在世上的家庭不同呢，给他带来的感受不同。如果呢，你有一个很糟糕的童年，你可能会因为你会有一个更好的家庭成长。这样的话，能够重新定义家庭，可能是对你是一个能够减轻负担，而且能够很高兴有一个新的机会。
Or this redefinition of family from Jesus could be a burden because some people really enjoyed their earthly family experience, and the thought of a new family being more important might be hard to swallow.
那但对另外一些人，如果他家庭和睦，然后也很喜欢他的原生家庭的话。也许这个就会带来负担，因为他们，觉得就是跟家人的关系，现在有一个更加亲密的关系，要超越他原来的这个原生家庭。
However, for that second group, I want to say for your consideration, perhaps that burden will only last as those two families stay separate.
那但是，对于我后面讲的这些人呢，我想说的说，如果你感受到这种负担的话呢？那可能是你要继续的听下去来理解。
The second thing that Jesus mentions about the spiritual family is that it consists of anyone who does the will of God.
那耶稣提到属灵家庭还有第二件事情呢，就是说你要想到就遵行什么是遵行神的旨意。
Now when it comes to the question, what is the will of God in the Bible, depending upon who you ask, you may receive different answers.
那这是当我们读圣经的时候讲到什么是神的旨意的时候你问不同的人可能会得到不同的答案。
Pastor Lee provided a very good answer last week when he referenced 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 16 to 18 where it says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
那李牧师在上一周的讲道中呢就提供了一个非常好的答案，那就是他讲到了《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章16到18节中这样记载：要常常喜乐，无住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
However, in this passage, I think what Jesus had in mind is an answer even simpler and more basic than that.
然而呢，在今天这段经文中呢，我认为耶稣给了我们更加简单、更基本的一个回答。
When we look at what Jesus was saying just a couple of chapters ago from our passage in Mark chapter 1, which I have up there, verses 14 to 15, it says, Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
那就是在耶稣在后面的几章中所说的，说就是当时是约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，就是宣讲神的福音。他说：“日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改传福音。”
If I can recall it correctly, repent and believe are the only two general imperatives or commands that Jesus has given to everyone up until this point.
如果我没有记错的话，就到目前为止这个。悔改并且相信呢，是耶稣给每个人仅有的，这是一个一般性的诫命。
When it comes to the kingdom of God, which is where the concept of spiritual family comes from, It seems the will of God that brings us together is His will for us to repent of our sins and to believe in the gospel.
就当谈到这个属灵这个家庭这个概念的来源的时候呢，我们就想到这个就是神的国，就是似乎就是神将就是我们这些愿意认罪悔改接受福音的人呢聚集在一起。
In other words, it's for us to come to faith and to live out a life of faith.
换句话说呢，就是我们要有接纳这个信仰，并且呢要活出信仰。
After all, Paul reaffirms this in Galatians chapter 3, verses 25 to 28, which is what I also have there. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many as were baptized into Christ have been put on Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free, there's no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
那也这个保罗呢也再一次的强调说，在加拉太书的三章二十五到二十八节说，但这因信得救的你既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了，所以你们因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人希腊人自主的为奴的或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Faith in Jesus is the one common bond that ties together each member of the spiritual family of God.
那对耶稣的信心呢，是神将这个属灵家庭的每一个成员联系在一起的一个共同的纽带。
It is why people from all different kinds of backgrounds can come together and call each other a brother or sister.
这也是为什么这种不同背景的人可以聚在一起，在教会可以互称为弟兄姐妹的原因。
That is why when you go to a national conference or mission overseas, even though you may not know anyone there, when you gather together to worship God in faith, you can feel like you're home.
这也就是为什么当你去参加这个全国性的特会或者去海外宣教的时候，你即使在那里一个人都不认识，当你们凭着信心聚集在一起敬拜神的时候，你们会像在感觉到像在家里一样。
Because God made a home for us in Jesus.
因为神在基督里、耶稣里为我们安了家。
And I'll conclude with this.
让我们现在来结束。
God the Father made a home for us in Jesus.
父神在耶稣里为我们造了一个家。
And He built that home on the wood of the cross on which Jesus would die for our sins.
那他把这个家建立在十字架上。耶稣就在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Remember what I said in the beginning?
还记得我一开始说的吗？
Blood is thicker than water.
血浓于水。
However, Jesus' blood is the thickest of all.
然而耶稣的血呢是最浓的。
And He paid it to put together this new spiritual family.
他就是为了我们这个属灵的家呢付上了血的代价。
In His resurrection, He is inviting everyone to be a part of His family by faith through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那在他的复活中呢，他邀请我们每个人，凭着信心，借助圣灵的力量，成为这个属灵家庭的一份子。
The question that we need to ask ourselves is who in our lives still need to say yes.
那我们需要问自己的一个问题是说，在我们的每日生活当中，我们的周围还有谁需要回答是？
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Thank you for being so full of grace and mercy to send your only Son to die on the cross.
感谢你的恩典与怜悯，派你的独生爱子死在十字架上，付出了这个必须的代价。
And to pay the price needed to bring this new family together.
你所付上的代价，让我们这个新的家庭可以聚集在一起。
We are hopeful that in His resurrection that we can form new relationships, not only with you, but with the people that you've chosen to be our brothers and sisters in Christ by faith.
我们祈求在复活当中，我们不仅仅是与您可以建立新的关系，我们也祈求通过你，也经过你，通过信仰，让我们在基督里成为弟兄姐妹的人，也建立新的关系。
I pray that the family put together here at ECCC will be able to seek out those who long to know you and be part of your family.
我们祈求在以马内利华人教会聚集在一起的这个属灵家庭中，能够帮助那些渴望认识你的人能够成为这个属灵家庭的一份子。
Grant us the courage and patience needed to do your good work.
请赐给我们为你做善工的所需的勇气和耐心。
We give you thanks for all that you have done for us and give you the glory only you deserve.
我们感谢你为我们所做的一切，也将一切的荣耀赞美都归给你，因为你是那位配得的。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，Amen.